annoying that like every time after you have to like wash everything.
Yes.
Do you come over to dudes' houses with like one of those classic tarps? Like, hey, don't mind me. I'm not Dexter.
That's my kill kit.
That's really funny. Hey, one second. Let me just get the room prepared.
She walks in. There's fucking plastic everywhere.
Hey, jaded, like you anticipated. Hey, haters gonna hate it. And yeah, it's X-rated. Let my words get you faded.
Jaded.
Mano. Vamos ficar jadeada.
Ah, vamos lá.
But you know, it's good to be out. It's good to be talking. I don't know how to make eye contact anymore, so I'm just gonna be like,
just stare at my padded bra. Yeah.
Oh, is that a padded? It's a good
one. It's a padded bra. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then stare at my midriff. By the way, I've officially just embraced that I'm never gonna have full abs, and I'm just gonna have like a soft roll that just. It's not even like a roll. It's just like a little ledge on top of my pants.
Good. That's my trick too. I wear high-waisted pants because then it looks like you have flat abs because it's like just the distance between.
That people are like, oh my God, look at you with your flat stomach. I'm like, yeah, look at me with pants.
Yeah, I'm like, you don't know the fupa I've got on under here.
Oh, fupa, you know what? I actually am starting to think it's kind of sexy on women.
Yeah, I kind of am like embracing my like new post-COVID body. I grew 2 jean sizes.
That is literally impossible.
It's
because
true.
If you were 2 jean sizes smaller before COVID, I mean, Jade, first of all, your ass, epic.
Thank you epic. So much.
I've had so many conversations with people about your butt.
It's the only thing people like about me, dude. I think I'm going to quit doing comedy and just come out and shake my ass literally like to music. Just that's what I'm doing.
You need to have an OnlyFans for just your butt.
I've thought about OnlyFans, but you know, I want to do network stuff. So I feel like NBC wouldn't like it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Tiffany Haddish used to have a whole bit about queefing.
I talked about her queefing bit because I remember seeing it and thinking, God, I fucking wish I had that much confidence, like that much being that free. Like now I am, but it took me like,
yeah.
When did you start comedy? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
I started comedy and first time I got on stage was in 2010. And then I was just kind of like, I was like, I'm doing comedy. And I was like doing comedy like once a month.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like a year. And then in my second year, I was like, I got to step up my game because I'm a comedian. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it 3 times a month. And then for the second year, I
really
probably did it like 3 times a month. Yeah. And then finally in like 2013, I was like, oh, I need to get my shit together. And that was mainly because I was going through a breakup.
Yeah,
I broke
wow,
up with a guy
really
and
drives.
I was like, oh, yeah, nothing. Nothing makes you want success as revenge more than going through a breakup.
Yeah, that's when you get your body all sick and then you tie your hair and you're like, I needed a new haircut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have such thick hair.
Oh, dude, it's like a fucking afro if I let it go.
Oh, I love that.
It takes so much gel. So much. Honestly, I'm like, it takes so much gel to get it down to like look like this. I'm just like.
Do you know if you're 100% Brazilian? Like, do you know what your genetic makeup is?
Yeah, I'm Moroccan, Brazilian, and Italian. And like, I have a lot of different stuff.
You're
and then Native American.
Yeah.
Indian.
You are like one of the most exotic people. But you're one of those
Tell
people.
Tell that to casting directors.
Wait, I'm sorry. Do I
racially
mean, like,
I'm passable, but racially uncastable.
Yeah, like you are, in my mind, you are under the umbrella of like white girl, mainly just because.
It's my voice.
I mean, your voice, your whole like
the things
you know,
I like. And
you're wearing fucking Crocs.
I am wearing Crocs, but they're the cloud kind. So they're so cool.
So you're walking on clouds. Jade, you're one of those people that when I look at you, I'm like, that's what a hot Brazilian woman looks like.
Oh my God, Dylan, did you get that?
You really are. You do look like a hot. You are the representation. When people are like, Giselle, I'm like, she's fucking German.
She's German.
She's
yeah.
a fucking Kraut. I'm German. I'm
but
a German,
a lot of
Russian,
Germans
Polish
in Brazil.
Jew.
A
yeah,
lot.
Because they fucking escaped from, they
World
were fucking Nazis. So Giselle is just a fucking Adonis of a female Nazi.
I have a friend who did her makeup for many years. And I was like, tell me, any scarring, any moles, any weird
nothing.
Things?
She's like,
nothing.
Infuriating.
Yeah.
Infuriating.
And she's also like lovely and meditates with her kids. I have a thing. I mean, she's so beautiful.
Stunning. But not Brazilian.
Well, what's her female? But what's her female? She is very Brazilian, though. But if you see her family, you're like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, she was... Like the first time somebody approached her, she was in a mall with her mom. And
but her descent, her body is not the descent of a Brazilian
no.
body. Her body is the descent of German stock.
I have a very Brazilian body, which is like no tits and then a butt.
Fucking
that's what it is.
A tochas.
A tochas.
That's why you thrive. That's why you thrive. What's the dance you do always?
Samba?
Zumba.
Oh, Zumba.
Fucking
oh my God.
every time I watch you, you're like, I just did a Zumba class this morning. It's just, I just feel so good. And now I'm going to start my day. And then cut to, you're in your car, like headed to your like 13th audition of the day.
I didn't book. And yeah, I'm really losing it, Nicole. It's got a little, like a thin pin left of my like soul that I can give away. But you should come take Zumba. We did it on the roof the other day. IRL. And I thought I was like in really good shape because I've been doing Zumba, but fucking real life Zumba is a whole
totally
other
different
energy.
Story.
Yeah, because you're like, you know, 80%. Like you're like, I'm performing more than these moms. And yeah, then in real life, you're like, oh
yeah,
boy.
No, you get somebody who's in shape and can Zumba like a motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even if I have a broken ankle and it's a Zumba class live, I'm like, I'm gonna get through this. I'm like Black Swan of Zumba, just like fucking. It's just so exciting to see you and to I want to know what you've been up to. I know you're doing the podcast with the porn stars, which I'm trying to get on that.
I have a porny podcast.
Podcast. And then are you still doing your side hustle of telling men they're pieces of shit for money?
So I also have a podcast with Jessica Michelle called Two Filthy Nerds where we do nerd shit. And then my porn podcast is Love Her Podcast.
Wait, what's nerd shit? Like
where we talk about like Harry, we did Harry Potter.
Ew, nerdy.
We started with Harry Potter and then we did Indiana Jones. And then we just do things that kind of like have like a cult nerd following. Like we did Goonies. That. Now we're moving into the Marvel universe.
Oh, cool.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's very cool. And then what's the porn one?
Called Love Her Podcast. And that started because I did Lights Out with David Spade right before COVID. And while I was on air, I made a joke about having a foot daddy. And it made it to air. And a friend of mine whose husband is the COO for a company called loveherfeet.com watched it. And she was like, oh, my God, you should have Nicole do something for Love Her Feet. She's kind of like in that world. She's open minded. She's like, you know, into weird shit.
Yeah.
So, I started doing a podcast sponsored by loveherfeet.com and it was very, you know, fetish, foot fetish, porn focused to start.
Right.
And then it just kind of like grew into this different beast where it's like, we're just mainly just like fetishes in general, just kind of like the sex mindset and kind of going into all things porn, all things adult content, you know, no shame in anything unless it involves kids, dogs, or shitting. In that case.
But peeing is okay? Because I guess squirting
is fine. Oh my God,
peeing's
completely fine. I just don't understand. Like, there's this rumor that John Mayer's really into shit play.
That would make sense to me because he's like so cool.
He's
like,
so,
he needs to be like.
I feel like that's very avant-garde kink. Like, let me put a fucking duty mound on your chest. Like, I just don't understand where in the brain that's arousing.
I want no poopy business at all. Like when my guy and I were like FaceTime relationshiping, he's like, anything but shit for me. What about you? Like he started a conversation like that.
So you guys met long distance?
Yeah.
FaceTiming?
Yeah, we met FaceTiming. And then most of the relationship in the beginning was just like us on mushrooms at different friends' houses having sex with each other.
I'm sorry.
So I would be on mushrooms. He would be on mushrooms. He was at a friend's house, like in an extra bedroom. And I was at my friend's house in an extra bedroom. And then we would have phone sex.
This is wild.
Why?
I don't know. This is such a wild, fun way to start a relationship.
It was so exciting because we already knew each other's like all the weird. And I was like trying to investigate what everything looked like, you know? So I'd be like, let me see this. I'm like, what do your balls look like? What are they, you know?
So you got, how do his balls look?
They look great. They're just right.
High and tight? Or they got a little swing?
No, they're high and tight. I've seen some draggy balls and those make me.
I mean, we've all seen Ari
but
Shaffir's balls.
We talked about his balls last episode. Oh my God, wow.
Every episode, Ari Shaffir's balls should be referenced because they're an abomination to balls.
Okay, now question for you. Have you noticed that your vagina's gotten a little draggier as you've gotten older? Because I've just noticed that mine is changing.
Absolutely. By the way, I met a porn star who has a pussy who looks like mine and I flipped the fuck out.
Who was it?
I'm blanking on her name right now, but
Pussy Ganger.
A Pussy Ganger. Oh.
Ooh,
grills.
Hashtag
Hashtag Pussy Ganger.
Listen, I don't know how to say this to you, but I've seen your pussy and it looks just like mine. So do you want to grab coffee?
I interviewed her and she came on and I was like, hey, I don't know how to say this, but your pussy looks just like mine. Can I have our producer look at your pussy and my pussy next to each other and tell me if I'm right?
hilarious.
And she was like, yeah, sure. I mean, porn stars are game for fucking everything. And that's why I love them. They're the best. Yeah. Just they're like, yeah, body. Who gives a fuck? And my producer was like, I feel like this is a little Me Too-ish. I'm like, I work for you. You're the one who hired me. You're so like, I can sexually harass you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And she's like, all right. So she looked at it and she's like, yeah, you guys have fucking twin pussies. And I always watch porn and look for my pussy.
Yeah, no, me too.
I think everybody watches porn and like looks for their body. Like men watch it and they look for someone. Do you guys, there's two men in the room. Yeah. Do you guys, when you're watching porn, are you looking for a guy's dick that looks similar to yours at all? Like, is that something you like,
do you
want
more of a feeling? We talked about this a little. Dylan like loves like very hetero, like what, like porn that's like made. That's like very right. Produce. He likes produced porn. Me, I like a dirty room, some socks in the corner. Okay. Like I want it to look raw and dirty. Like
you
sweaty.
Want it to be like amateur porn. Like, yeah. Like a couple could have just done it.
Yes. And I like tripping porn. That's my like exclusively what I watch. If I watch porn, I haven't been watching a lot of porn lately, but that's like, and I do it on
Why?
My phone. I don't do it on my computer ever.
Why? I only do it on my yeah. phone as well.
Because actually I like went to a Disney audition once uh-huh. and like the security guard that was letting me in, like he couldn't tell that I could tell, but he was just watching porn on his phone straight up.
What a G.
And then I kind of caught him and he was like, oh, hey, just sign in. And I try to relate, you know, I was like trying to make him feel less bad.
Fucking so Jade.
I watch porn on my phone too. I mean, not at work, but. And he's just like, oh my God. Jesus. And it was like porn that I could see the condom on the guy's dick. Like that's how much I could see of his screen. Like that's
I'll be honest. I check out when there's a condom on
Me
the dick.
Too. And he works at Disney. I'm like, dude, at Disney?
Yeah. He's like, it's a big world after all. And he's a guy's just got a fucking pipe for a dick.
On a doll. Do you think that people's like fetishes, like sexual fetishes, come from trauma, or is it just like a weird kinky thing that like all of a sudden makes your pussy like
It's a weird I just think it's a weird kinky thing. Like I have a smell fetish. I have an armpit, like I love armpits, and it's not even necessarily in a super sexual way. Like I would smell your armpits and be like that's good, but it's not one of those things where I'm like now I've smelled your armpit and it's delicious, let me eat your pussy. It's just like, oh, that's good. And it's like, I feel like I have a mental file of facts of smells that I have just like categorized of like, that's a good one. But I really love armpits. And I've shared this a million times, but I'm going to say it again. It started with Jerron Horton. Jerron and I worked at a restaurant. He was the delivery guy. This was like fucking 8 years ago. And his armpit, he's very tall. He's a comedian. If you don't know him, look him up. He's really funny. And his armpit is the same height as my nose. No. So when he would come in from deliveries and he was like all hot and sweaty, I would be like, what is, oh, God, oh, fuck.
And this is not an orgasm, by the way. This is just a yummy yum.
This is a num, 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 num.
I get that.
I mean, I was like that, yeah, that. And then now I'm like, and I realized I had always had a thing for the way men's armpits smelled. But it just escalated over the years. And now it's like, it is truly my fetish. Like I really I love armpit smell.
Does it have to be stinky or is it like a mixture of musk and deodorant? Like what's the smell that you prefer?
No deodorant. Don't wear deodorant. I want a good natural armpit.
I love a sweaty man. My guy just like ran out of deodorant and was using his dad's. And I was like, oh, I really like this. What is this? And he's like, oh, it's my dad's. His dad's name is Frank. And I'm like, oh, Frank.
Now
oh
you're,
my God,
now you're
Frank.
Fucking.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't wait to meet fucking Frank, dude.
Your dude's hot. I would love to smell his armpits.
Yeah, he smells good.
Yeah,
I
he looks
so
like he smells
about,
good.
Because smell is a big
smells
thing for
so
me.
Important.
I was so nervous because the FaceTime thing, I was like, what if he shows up and he like smells like sardines or something? I don't know. I like that smell, but
do
not for
you
sex.
Really?
Yeah, I like a little fishy smell sometimes. Not for sex, but have you like, been with a woman?
I've been with a woman. I do not like the smell of pussy. I do
I
not
don't like
pussy. Like
it when people say that pussies smell like fish because I've smelled one and I was like, you need to take a pill. Like if you're like you, I smelled one.
You're
and
like
I
this
was
smells like a fucking bakery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, but most pussies that are like good, cool, hot chicks, they have cool pussies that smell good.
Yeah. I mean, pussy. I mean, pussy.
You
Jesus
can tell
Christ.
When a girl's pussy is gonna smell. Like
I don't think so. I don't think so because like the girl that I hooked up with, I've hooked up with a few girls, but the girl that I like really hooked up with, deliciously smelling pussy.
Yeah.
But I was just like still like, nah, pussy, not into it.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
It really does it for me. Like, if it could just be a pussy on a man, that would be awesome. Or, like, I just like mixed parts. I've been talking about this. Like, the perfect person, just like a person with tits and a dick. And then, like, the back is not a butt. It's a pussy.
You would veto a butt for a pussy?
Yeah, dude. I don't need the butt. I if I could just eat a pussy and then suck a dick at the same time, that'd be so sick.
Jade.
Okay, also another thing. Okay, I have a problem with this. Why do people think that farts are so disgusting, but burps are not as gross? Mouths are just as disgusting as butts. Like, words come out of our mouths, and those are pretty
bad.
Pretty bad.
Have you heard Tony Hinchcliffe's hate speech?
No.
Uh-oh. Yeah, mouths are bad. Mouths are disgusting. You know what? That is what I fucking love about sex. Like, if it's not filthy, like, if we're not done having sex and we're like, ew, this room needs a once over.
Yes. Is this sweat or what is this liquid? Like,
we have to have mystery puddles.
I love that. The wet spot too. Yeah, like, on my side.
But the best is when you're like, well, the wet spot is the bed.
It's true. It's all of it. And I mean, it would be hard to be a squirter just because of that. Actually, you know what?
I am a squirter and it is hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait, I want to continue on this, but I just want to let you know that I, as an adult, just bought cum towels, like specific towels just for cum. I'm a grown up.
That's the only sign
that
you're
a grown up. Beyond. I was like, hi, do you have any of these cum towels in blue?
Yeah, you're like, are the cum towels in the Beyond section? They're like, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, squirting. Okay, we have to talk about this because...
Yes.
This is a podcast about squirting.
Yes, it is a combination of pee. Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't care about what the liquid is. I've done so much research about like where it comes from, and I know it's like in the sac or whatever, but like, did you train yourself to do it, or one time it just happened and you were like,
the first time it happened is when I was like 22 or 23. I was hooking up with this guy and all of a sudden I was like, that's a lot of fluid. And he's like, oh, that's hot. And I was like,
can that be your catchphrase when you do stand up? It doesn't have to be about that. And you're like, and that's, you know, about my dad.
Well, that's a lot of fluid.
I need you to do that.
Oh, it was so much fluid. And I was like, oh boy. He's like, no, that's so hot. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's when it started. And, you know, he did
Does that happen multiple times? Like, lay a picture for us. Like, okay, so I'm about to come and it just starts coming out.
Well, he was fingering me and that's how it happened.
So, but don't I...
It's a degree of pressure.
I was going to say, you have to press down.
By the way, it's not an orgasm thing. I'm not necessarily coming when I'm squirting. I can come when I squirt. I mean,
okay,
I can.
Well, stop, right? I feel like, you know, you're flexing
now. Yeah, I know.
Now.
Yeah,
like, well,
I'm flexing. I'm flexing. Yeah. Do I have a fucking magical playground of a pussy? Absolutely.
Dude.
So that's when it started. And then over the years, like, it would be like here and there sporadically. and then, you know, just certain guys over the years. And then I fucked this dude with a huge pipe. And that's when it happened.
Dude, I rode that pipe hard.
I want to call it a hog, but I feel like hogs are shorter than pipes. But this guy was just like long and wide. It was straight pipe.
Dude, that's a Jeep truck.
It's a fucking Jeep. The dude had a fucking big old schlong and I was coming buckets. Like, buckets. Like,
do you have to tell people that you're a squirter?
I do.
Beforehand?
I do now. I
it's
do now. I have
like,
to. I have to tell people because I'm like, I will. Like, this dude. I mean, we fucking destroyed his fucking studio.
Oh, that's so annoying. That like every time after you have to like wash everything. Like,
yes.
Do you come over to dudes' houses with like one of those classic tarps?
Like,
hey,
Dexter,
don't mind me. I'm not Dexter.
It's a kerosene. My kill kit.
That's really funny. Hey, one second. Let me just get the room prepared. Yeah. And he walks in. There's fucking plastic everywhere. Hey, baby. I'm right here in the corner behind this plastic sheet. That's really funny to me.
It's really...
It kills any kind of, like, in-the-moment thing.
Yeah, there's... Before... Most of the time, like, before I have sex with a guy, I will get, like, an accurate reading if he's, like, kinky or not. I've met guys who are like, ugh, squirting is fucking disgusting. I was like, well, I'll just see myself to the door.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you're gonna be fully grossed out. So...
That's how I feel about musical theater. Like, the second that a guy says that, I'm out.
Musical theater is squirting.
It is, like, my thing. I'm like, hi, I need to listen to musical theater while I come. So, can you do this?
Jade, that is disgusting.
Wait, I have a playlist for sex, right, that I always play? Because it's just, like, continuous. But if it goes too long, it goes into a Coco song. Uh-huh. You know that song that's like, this is like a little kid's Disney song. And that's when I know, well, before Cam, obviously, that's when I know, like, it's time for you to go.
Yeah.
Like, we've gotten to the Coco song of playlist.
Oh, Jay, this is so gross.
Yeah, I'm bad. I mean, well, you squirt, whatever.
I mean, I'm truly disgusted by the fact that you look fucking...
Just like... Let it go. I'm just like,
you're like, let me go.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't come. Tell me, tell me. Yeah. I can't come to the. You're like, I'm a sub. Someone has to tell me to come. And then the song's like, let it go. And you're like, yes, daddy.
Yeah. Yes. I've been trying to do more butt stuff to my boyfriend, but his butthole is so tight and so shut. Like, I'm like, relax, baby.
Okay. I'm going to talk to you all about butthole stuff as soon as I finish the squirting.
So
it's a whole, the term tight ass is a real thing. It's because of his pelvic floor. He needs
really
to do pelvic. He needs to be pelvic floor exercises.
I need to put a yoni egg in his butt.
Yeah, you need to yoni his butt. Yeah, do
it. $80 for it. Made
yoni,
it out of jade.
Jade
stone right in your butt.
What's
up, Dylan? Are you okay?
Now that is what you call getting jaded.
Should I have every guest do my podcast with a yoni egg inside of them? That would be cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would have to buy multiple or just wash.
Just
one.
Wash them. I mean, fuck. If you put that shit in a dishwasher, I'll put it in my pussy. I don't give a fuck. I've taken a hand-me-down dildo.
I put dildos in a dishwasher, too, yeah.
Cody, my old roommate, she gave me a hand-me-down dildo. Absolutely. Did I take it? I was like, yeah, your pussy's my pussy. We're like sisters.
That dummy show was so good.
Yeah, so good.
Like,
so
I was
good.
Like, oh, watch this. It looks so funny. And
it's
then I just
so good.
Binged it and I was like texting her. I never do this. Like, I never reach out to people, but I was like, dude, I have to tell you, like, this. And I also obviously went in for it and wanted it so bad.
Yeah.
But I was like, this turned out so fuck. I didn't
it was
the second
so good.
Season.
Yeah. Well, you know, Quibi.
Bye.
Oh, R.I.P.
Weird.
R.I.P. But
so much
wait,
promise.
I just,
okay.
It's so funny that you say that because I just got a fucking email, mass marketing email, being like, Quibi is now on Roku.
I saw it.
I'm like,
I saw
no
it.
One cares.
Nobody has Roku anymore.
Yeah. What the fuck is Roku? Get a fucking Apple, you bitch.
Okay. Sorry. I interrupted you. Squirt on.
Squirt on. So there was that guy. And then, you know, over the years, like other guys would like kind of make me do it. Nothing extreme. And then this guy who I'm seeing now, also named Cameron.
Cam squared.
Cam. We're going to come from Cam Cams.
Cam.
The first time we had sex, we were in a hotel room. And I shit you not. There
oh,
were
I
two,
thought you were going to say I shit.
No, no, no.
You not. I'm like, are you caveman?
He probably could fuck the literal shit out of me.
That dick I've never seen.
That dick you've never seen. I'll show you his dick afterwards.
Oh, fun,
it's pretty
fun,
impressive.
Fun,
yeah. Okay. It's just on my phone, so I'll just show it to you on my phone. So he we had there were two beds in the hotel room. We, no exaggeration, destroyed a bed. To the point where we had to take all of the covers off of it. And I called downstairs for a garbage bag. We put all of the covers in a garbage bag. I was like, hey, I spilled food all over the, like a huge bottle of iced tea. I don't even know. I was like, we put it in the thing. And then the mattress cover also annihilated.
Oh,
but the
no.
Mattress
it wasn't
cover
a
the,
plastic one?
Nope. They don't have plastic mattress covers in hotels. I have one though.
Yeah.
And then all the way down to the mattress. The mattress was drenched.
Oh,
I have
no.
never in my life of coming ever had that much.
How do you get squirt pee out of a mattress?
We had to just fan it and we opened the door and we're like, we just need to let air circulate. Like that room smelled like fucking.
Oh, so it smells
puss.
Too. That's oh, so it
sometimes,
smells.
Sometimes
like, yeah.
sometimes it can. Yeah.
It depends on like your juices inside.
Depends on your level of hydration.
You know what I think? I think there should be more targeted advertising for women about that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like they're just starting to go like different kind of birth controls and mm-hmm. different kind of things we can do for period. Like why isn't there more talk about like female orgasm?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There needs to be more like.
That's one of the things that I want to accomplish through my podcast is just the discussion of like all the things that happen during sex that we don't necessarily want to talk about. Like, listen, fucking squirting happens. I don't know what they're. That mattress, that poor mattress.
They need to be prepared for that. It's almost like there needs to be free tampons at every hotel.
Everywhere. Hotel. Free tampons fucking
everywhere. And then there's also, it's you know, they need to be prepared for come to be everywhere.
Everywhere. If they don't come proof a fucking hotel room.
Well, that's on them.
That's their fucking problem.
That's
but
like
we,
on the listing now, like come proof.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Oh, thank God. Do they allow dogs? And what about come proof?
Do you guys have, do you have plastic mattress covers?
Yeah.
You need plastic mattress covers. I mean, I have one.
It's the only way you don't get bed bugs.
Yeah.
It's like the safest
so
way.
So I have that. It's thrilling. But yeah, no, after Cameron and I did that, we were like,
it almost sounds like my boyfriend's cheating on me.
I can't believe I said his name on a podcast.
Well, you didn't say his last name.
Anyways,
like, there's a lot of Cameron.
You can, but you can go to my follow list and find a Cameron.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that, but I will be doing
what?
That.
What? You didn't know that?
I didn't think about that.
Hilarious. I'm such a psycho.
I want to know, like, does it happen when he's, like, eating you out? And then did he just have to get out of the way?
Oh, no. He would stay in the way. He's a like, sick fuck. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like a dog with a hose?
He would be like, is this the civil rights? Like, fucking hose me down. Like, he would be totally fucking okay with that. He'd be like, I'm a protester in the South. We're getting on that bus.
I love that. That's how you know somebody really loves you. Like the other day I farted. I never used to fart. I had the whole bit about it.
That's one of my, by the way, anytime I do fart and I'm like potentially around a guy, yeah. I'm like, oh, Jade, you're like,
ooh, yeah, I'm like holding it. But now I just fart and I was like, ooh, Cam, sorry. I farted and it smells bad. And he's like, let me smell it. I was like, oh my God, you love me.
He loves you. Yeah, he does. You can tell he loves you from your Instagram life with
it's
him.
Exciting. We're going to be all dressed up today. This is our first like outing as a couple.
Oh, I'm you're going to be excited. So fucking hot.
Going to be very excited. I'm wearing a power suit. I look like a car dealership guy.
Oh,
like, yeah.
Fuck. So hot. I love a good suit on a woman.
But it's exciting. It's just exciting. The world's opening up. You know, how are you feeling about being on stage again?
Loving being on stage, not loving being
all the other stuff that goes.
All the other stuff. I have a joke about it. You know, for years I thought I was, you know, an extroverted introvert, and it turns out I'm just a depressed person who talks a lot. Like,
same.
I fucking, like, I can't shut the fuck up. And it's like, I'm not like, I think, you know, when my dad died, I realized my dad died in October.
I'm sorry, by the way.
Thanks. I appreciate it. We talked. Yeah. But my dad was like my dad was the most loving human being I've ever met ever. I think my dad's legacy, because when people like, you know, see me and they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear about your dad. Your dad was truly a magical human. And it's like, I feel like my legacy is my kindness. Like my dad's legacy is my ability to be kind and nice to people. And I think during COVID, I was like, that's it. When this is over, I'm going to be a fucking bitch. I'm not going to be nice to people anymore. No more Miss Nice Nicole. And yeah. I'm just like, I like being nice.
No, me too. But sometimes I think I'm a pushover. Like, perfect example, fucking getting spots somewhere. Like, I remember when I used to host here at the Comedy Store, some guys were way more aggressive than others, like, you know, to get a spot. And it worked.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to get yelled at or, like, pressed by them. So I would just put them up. And, like, I don't ever want to be a bitch, but sometimes I feel like I do need to be a little more aggressive. Like, no, I've earned this. Like, I'm helping you. Like, you know, I deserve this. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, even getting paid, like, I have a problem with it. Like, sometimes at clubs, I'm like, that's okay. Like,
oh, God.
You know, I know it's weird. I know where it comes from, but it's, you know, I like talking about sex better. But
okay, you're like, oh, we don't want to investigate childhood trauma. Okay.
No, it's just like, you know, I'm an immigrant. You know, it's like a fitting in, wanting to fit in and at all costs, blah, blah, blah. But like, yeah, I'm over it. Like after COVID, I'm just like, what the fuck? Like I am a pushover and I have a lot of trauma like linked to people in stand up too. Yeah. Like after the whole Chris D'Elia thing happened, it was like this whole awakening for me where I'm like, oh my God, like I have been suppressed by this like dude group of bros forever. And now I'm like, I want to be like more supportive towards women. I want to bring more women on the road. Like it's all this stuff that we need to like create for ourselves. Like this camaraderie that the dudes have here, like we do not all have it.
We
need to have it. Like, why not? We all like each other. So it's like,
and that for me is like, it's like so many times I've been like, why is it that the dudes all have these podcasts where they're all just like sitting talking shit? All these dudes have this network of podcasts and they all like bring each other onto their podcasts. But like women don't do that.
But
we're doing that completely, 1,000%. And I'm going to bring you on my porn podcast just as soon as you start your OnlyFans.
Okay, cool. More motivation.
Should we launch it on my live? No, we're going to launch it live when you come on my podcast.
Somebody from OnlyFans did reach out. And then when I saw Eric Andre was doing it, I was like, okay, that's cool. That's
fucking
like a funny.
Eric Andre does OnlyFans?
Yeah, he's on OnlyFans. He loves being naked.
I have to have Eric Andre on. My God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he does. Well, I think he just started it, but it's definitely on. Yeah.
But I love what you're saying. Like it is completely like resonated with me. Jessica Michelle Singleton and I talk about that all the time. And it's
please don't say other female comics' names on the podcast.
Yeah. We can't give anyone else any sort of promotion at all. I will never mention Jessica Michelle Singleton
again. You
know
what? It's because we're scared because there's only a few spots for us.
And people are like, you know what? There's not only, you know, there's everybody. There's room for everybody. That's a fucking lie. There isn't room for everybody. We've had to fight for the 1 to 2 spots on a fucking show. Like, suck my dick. But I think, you know, it's kind of like starting to shift a little bit. But it's also like, you know what? Maybe there are 1 to 2 spots on a show, but it's just like, as long as women are getting spots and they're moving ahead in comedy, like, I'm just, it's fine. Like, I'll get mine eventually. Like, I'm not.
But there's room for everybody. There is room for everybody,
yeah. But we're just going to have to create new tables.
But that's up to us. And I never had felt that responsibility or that like need to do it before. Mm. Like after COVID, I just this new like realization, like, I'm only bringing females on the road now, unless Billy Bonnell really wants to do the date. I love him. So
By the way, Billy Bonnell. I only want to be on the road with Billy Bonnell now so we can just have a whole show of dead dad jokes.
He's incredible. I really believe in him. Look him up if you have not.
Yeah, Billy Bonnell.
But just like, bringing girls on the road has been so cool. Like just having a conversation with them and like having the camaraderie. And after I saw the movie Hysterical, like something. Have you seen it?
I can't believe I haven't watched it yet. And it's embarrassing.
It's hard for me to watch sometimes because I feel like I want to be a part of that. You know?
Oh. I think that might be my aversion to watching it because I'm going to watch it and be like,
no, but it's cool. But that's what it is. Like we need to like watch those things and be like, yeah, hell yeah. Congrats. Like, you know, and I reached out to a bunch of the women on the show. And like, even the other day I did a show here and there was this girl named Nicole and I was like, you're so funny. And like, it's so funny because she was like kind of serious, you know, and I was like kind of nervous to approach her.
Wait, there's another Nicole in comedy?
There's another Nicole in comedy. I'm so sorry. But she's not into fetish or she doesn't squirt. She doesn't squirt.
Unreal.
Yeah, if there was another Jade, I'd be like, well, gig's over.
And I mean, Nikki goes by Nikki, thank God.
Yeah.
So it's acceptable. Okay, go on.
But she was like so serious and I was like kind of nervous to approach her, you know, like her energy was very like defensive, I felt like. And then she had this great set and I really enjoyed it. So I was like, I'm going to go up to her and like introduce myself. And I was like, hey, I really liked your set. And immediately her entire energy changed.
Yeah.
Like, thanks. Oh my God, I think you're so funny. Like, but she never approached me, you know? And so it's like this weird thing where I'm just like opening it up because all I wanted when I started here was to be friends with Whitney. Like all I wanted was for her to go like, hey, I see you, you know? Like,
yeah. Hey, I see you. Let's be friends.
Yeah. Like that's all I wanted. And so I want to do that for other people.
That's how during COVID, I got close with a lot of like younger comics, just like talking to them online and whatnot, younger female comics. And Nicole Buchanan, is that the Nicole you're talking about? Nicole Buchanan?
Yeah.
Oh, Nicole. She's fucking amazing. Yeah. Anyways. Nicole is like, I'm like one of those people that she calls when she's like in a like a bad place and needs a pep talk or advice or whatever. And like, she just needs to be smothered with love.
Yeah.
And you know, she's one of those people, you know, I was close with her always, but she's one of those people that, you know, said to me during COVID, she's like, you know, you're like a mom to a lot of female comedians, younger female comedians, like a lot of
that
younger female
lot.
Comedians like look up to you a lot. And I was like, that's like such an honor to me. And it's, and there's also that part of me that's like, they don't fucking say I'm funny. They're not leading with she's funny. And it's like, you know what? Most people lead with, Nicole's a really nice person. She's a really good person. You should talk to her. And I'll take it. I'll fucking take it. Like I had so many different younger female comedians call me during COVID having a mental breakdown being like, will you just talk to me? I was like, I'm sure.
Yes, Jay's in the house. Our photographer's in the house, looking cute as fuck.
Oh, you look good. It's nice to, it's like I don't want kids, so it's kind of like being kind to younger female comedians is like my maternal instinct.
It's
I don't
like
have
your
it otherwise.
Thing to the world, yeah, you're contributing to the world by like pretending these women came out of your own vagina.
Yes, I mean it's huge. They
but
could've.
You know what? I just want to take away that thing where it's like. All female shows suck because they kind of do suck sometimes.
I mean,
it's like they're not fun for me.
Yeah. Well, I don't want one note of anything. I don't want an all male show. I don't want an all female show. I don't want an all white guy show. I don't want an all black guy show. I want fucking give me a mishmash. Like life is a mishmash.
What are those called? Those seafood thing? Paella.
Paella.
I want a paella.
A paella on a lazy Susan. That's what I wanted. Just so everybody can share.
But I think it is changing and it's like exciting that it's changing and it's like up to us. It's so funny because like I talk about this a lot. Like, when you're a freshman, you're like, I can't fucking wait to be a senior. You know, and then you become a senior and you're like, I want to go back to like
when I love
you're
like,
things.
Can I start over?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting, you know, getting farther along in comedy and COVID hitting.
Such a perfect timing for me in my career.
Yeah. I mean, Jade, I thought about that so many fucking times.
Yeah.
Like you were like at the top of the fucking mountain.
Oh, Jesus.
You were at the top.
I hang myself right after this, fucking in the store.
No, don't hang yourself. You don't want the marks on your neck.
No.
Pills, Jade, pills.
Oh, yes.
You want an open casket with that face and that neck?
No,
you're stunning.
I want to be cremated and made into jewelry. Or like made into like shroom pills that people take, and then I come back and I'm like,
you've done so many shrooms that your blood type is shroom.
I hope
psilocybin.
So.
And then people can just like trip on Jade. Oh, they should make you into a yoni egg. You can just live on it, pussies.
Can we write that down?
Marketing genius.
I gotta put that on my will. I do have a will, by the way.
Do you?
Yes, because I honestly everything about me is Jewish except my religion.
Who gets the dog?
Cheryl?
Yeah.
Oh, it's murder suicide. She's coming with me.
Okay.
I'm gonna do like Egyptian cast style, just like you know, put like wrap her in as little mummy and put her beside
me. Pull her brains out of her nose and then you die together.
Oh my god, I used to love that, like hieroglyphics. Oh,
fucking
all that Egyptian
so fascinating.
Stuff.
Like, oh. Yeah. Oh, I love Egyptology.
is that really?
That's what it's called, Egyptology. Yeah, the study of ancient. It's like it's basically like archaeology for Egypt, except I studied archaeology. I studied a lot of things, but archaeology specifically.
I like that you say like squirt and then you say archaeology.
Yeah, I'm like fucking squirting. I have no shame about, but then I'm like, well, I was in college. I was a computer programmer and I was
research, we thought you were going to become a doctor.
Yeah, I was. I was pre-med.
That's crazy.
I was pre-med. So that was my track. So yeah. I took all my pre-med classes and then I was an art history major, but at one point I was like, oh, I'm going to be an archaeologist. So I went to Israel and I studied archaeology at the Hebrew University.
That's fucking wild. I never knew that about
you. I love archaeology. Love it. Yeah, and why? Really, because I loved Indiana Jones when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I saw The Last Crusade and I was like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Because I found out that place was Petra. Oh, yeah. Huge.
Movies used to be like this thing that like inspired us. And now it's so over flooded with like social media that it's like, I don't know. It's not like as true anymore to me.
Do you
know?
Remember when like movies were coming out when you were a kid and it was like we were like ramping up for the big release and
on
it was like
Friday night
we're going to the fucking the Star 5 or like whatever theaters were called and it was like a big fucking deal. It's like I remember going to the movie theater to watch Independence Day. Like it was a big fucking deal. Now
so
it's
much.
Like I don't remember seeing a fucking movie. I don't remember where I was when I saw a movie.
I'm so excited about movies opening up again.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
By the way, right before COVID, I had discovered the beauty and art of going to movies by myself.
Oh yeah, that's my thing.
Holy
dude, the Arclight closing was like I cried. I was like, whoa, like it had an
that's
impact on me.
Awful.
I would go on a little bit of mushrooms. Yeah, I would go. I would take an Uber, take a little bit of mushrooms. Have like a little meal there, you know, and then they would just let you bring a beer in. So I just like bring a beer in, watch all the trailers.
Great.
And then I just sit through it. I love when they have movie quizzes. I'm like, this is for me. Cause it's just me in the theater. Usually. Oh,
just you, like a matinee.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful experience. Like,
what's the arc like going to be? Are they going to put there?
What would they put there?
They should put a comedy place there. How crazy would that be in the dome?
Fucking so sick. Nuts.
Hey, Joe. Joe Rogan.
If you want to invest in LA, I don't know why you're making a fucking theater in Austin when we got one right here.
We got one right here. It's empty.
It's so crazy that he's about to turn Austin into a comedy mecca.
I love it. I went. It was really fun. I mean, I just love Austin. Yeah, it was really fun. I mean, I'm good friends with Rebecca who just opened Creek in the Cave. And I was like so impressed because, you know, Creek in the Cave used to be this tiny little place. You remember?
Yeah. In
New York. And now it's like this huge place and they still have the pinball machines. And like, it's just cool to see. You know, it's cool to see people that you've worked with forever just like succeeding and like, and I there's a huge outside space and
at Creek in the Cave.
Yeah. It's
oh
really
man,
cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's the theater itself is like beautiful. It's like right on 6th Street, which is like the busy, like Grove Street of Austin. But I don't know. I've talked about this a million times, but I went and it was like, it's still Austin.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like, I'm not like, let's go pack up the house. Let's go. Like,
yeah. It's like as a Jew, I'm just like Texas. I can't go to Texas.
Well, Austin is not really.
I don't care. I'm still a Jew. There's still Texans in Austin. So I spent enough of my life feeling like an oddball because I'm Jewish that I'm like, I don't need to go to another place.
I felt like because of my like where I grew up and like the people I was surrounded with, I felt like an outsider because I wasn't Jewish.
That's wild to me. That is such a wild statement because I was one of five. Like there were Jewish people in my area, but in my private school, I was one of five Jewish kids. Like I always thought I was weird and loud and annoying.
Yeah.
And then I went to Jewish summer camp and I was like, oh, I'm just Jewish.
That's
like,
the same thing for
everyone else is awful.
Yeah. I was in Virginia and they were like, Brazil, what the fuck is that? You know? Yeah. And then I went to like summer camp at NYU. And I was like, oh my God, I'm surrounded by gay Jews. Like, this is me. This is like people were shimmying. I was like, that's who I need to be.
Oh my God, spirit fingers? Yeah. Oh, that's the way I say hi always. Oh, that's so funny.
Where did you, wait, you're from Michigan.
Detroit, Michigan, yeah.
Michigan. You know, I used to work for Party Lane. Did you ever do stuff with them? The bar mitzvah company?
John Lane?
Yes, John Lane.
No.
Yeah. You know, they did Sandy's bar mitzvah.
I know.
Did you know Elizabeth Cott, too, from when you were, like, a kid?
No, I'm a little bit older than her, I didn't know her.
Yeah.
I'm fucking blown away right now. I
love John Lane.
You know John Lane.
Yeah.
He dated a friend of mine, and he was such a dick to her.
No, he's such a sweetheart. I mean,
that was when he was, a kid in high school, or whatever, college. Yeah.
This whole business, it's so impressive. Like, honestly, like, I would still be doing bar mitzvahs if they let me. They weren't like, why is this 36-year-old woman trying to dance with a kid?
Yeah. Oh, that is so funny.
They would fly me to fucking Detroit to do gigs.
That's so, yeah. I didn't have like a traditional bat mitzvah. I had my bat mitzvah at Whirly Ball, which is like go-karting with lacrosse combined. So you're like riding around in these carts and you're like throwing shit. Whoa. I was like, I didn't want a bat mitzvah. Like, I really hated.
Bat is the woman.
Bat is woman, bar is man. I just was never, like, I didn't like birthday parties. Like, I still don't. Like, I'm not like, let's make it about me. But, like, at the same time, I'm like, let me go on stage.
Yeah, you're stand-up. Yes, you are.
But I don't. Yeah. I genuinely don't love. I've never enjoyed birthday parties. Never. And I think Jessica Michelle and I discovered that the trauma comes from when I was 8 years old, my mom made me have my birthday at the Children's Symphony in Detroit. And like four people came and I was like, well, I'm a loser. No, that was not my choice. The symphony was not my choice.
No, I think that was your first like trauma.
Yeah, that was my first birthday trauma.
I had a similar thing when I first moved to America. Like we moved, it was like end of January and my birthday was like middle of February. Mm-hmm. And he invited my entire class to the circus and nobody came. Like I hadn't even really met any of them, but it was traumatic for me.
Very traumatic.
Yeah. And so now my birthday parties are like extreme. Like,
oh yeah, I went the other way.
Yeah. Yeah. I went that opposite way where I'm like, I need a lot of it now. Like,
yeah. You're like, no, it's going to be a circus every time.
Yeah. It was cool. We closed down the Britney in the Zone thing last year.
I remember that. And I couldn't go to it. And I was fucking
I'm like,
bummed.
You were invited. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I was invited. And I remember also, not being able to go.
COVID was already like rampant by that point, and we had no idea. Like I watched this thing yesterday. It was like the Last Cruise. It's called The Last Cruise. And it was all the people that were in the Princess Cruise, like as COVID broke out, and they were just stuck in the fucking cruise.
Dude, I forgot about that.
And it was like January, February, and they break it down and it's like 22 people infected, 46 people infected, and up to 700 people infected. Only like 14 people died. And, you know, that's not a lot comparing, but can you fucking imagine? I mean, I would never go on a cruise unless I was hired. But out of all the places.
I mean, it's a giant petri dish.
It's disgusting.
That is, I fully forgot about the cruise ships in the beginning.
I know.
There are so many different parts of the past year. It's like, do you remember the part where Australia was on fucking fire?
Australia, that's when it started. And then Kobe died. And then it was just downhill.
Yeah. I remember. Oh, dude, I remember the fucking fires in Australia. I remember this video of like U.S. firefighters like going there to help. And they're like getting off the plane in Israel and people are clapping. And I have such a hot nut for firefighters.
Who does not?
So I'm like watching them get off the plane and I'm like, I'm coming so hard.
You're like cleaning a koala. You're like, clean that koala.
You're like, get that. Put some Dawn on it. Oh, it's not an oil spill. Try something else. I don't know.
I remember those little fucking ducks. People watching the fucking Dawn.
You're like this fucking sad event is brought to you by Dawn, and it's like
we're saving one fucking duck.
Put a whole vat of fucking Dawn in the ocean. Let's clean this shit
up. Stop commercial fishing. How about that? It always goes to that for me. I'm like, stop commercial fishing. Really taking it down at the end of the podcast.
But let's bring it back up.
Tell me what's going on. Do you have stuff to plague?
I mean, I have my podcast. We're going to be doing a live event for Love Her Podcast. It's going to be a big porny event. It's going to be brought to you by Love Her Feet. And that's going
to
be at the Rec Room.
Myself.
Please, you're invited. It's going to be at the Rec Room in Huntington Beach.
Oh, cool.
And so I'm not sure of the date of that yet. It's probably going to be like end of June. And then
local shows.
My other podcast is Love Her Podcast. Check it out. And then local shows. I mean, going to be at the Comedy Store more frequently
than me.
than Jade because, well, no, now it's Emily. So, you know.
Well, fingers crossed, dude.
Fingers and labias
I'm
crossed.
Excited. Yeah, I'm excited to have some female energy in here, but we'll
see. Yeah, so am I. Have you met Pamela? She's a female photographer.
Oh, I fucking love her. Yeah, her shots are so good. And Liz, too.
I'm like, give me a fucking woman who knows how to take a picture of a woman. Although Andrew just off the sex is like a fucking heartbeat.
They're all good. Like, they're all good. But it's true. Like some, you know, Andrew loves taking good pictures, but like if you have five chins, he's not like looking at that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He doesn't see it the way. And Pamela's so cognizant of it. I love
her. She's so hot.
She's so hot. She's fucking great. Liv's so hot too. Liz is so hot. Liv.
It's Liv. Her thing is confusing.
Liz. Yeah.
It always takes me a while to find it.
Her dad died during COVID too.
Oh,
and we had a little like heart to heart about that the other day. Every time. How am I going to masturbate if I don't have my tears to use? Shows. And then I'm doing, when does this come out?
This should come out in a couple weeks.
Okay. Yeah. So, fuck.
Do you have a website where people can find her? What's your Insta?
My Insta at NicoleAmy.com. And then I have a link tree where I'll put stuff. Link tree is kind of like turning into my website. It's just so easy.
It's so great. It's so easy to update.
Yeah. Oh, so easy to update my website, which is like Squarespace. I'm like, I need to hire a fucking open micer to fucking tune it up. Cause I do not know what to do.
My website a long time ago. And now he's like a big deal and just too busy. I'm like, somebody help me with my website.
Oh Jesus. He's like, I'm sorry. I'm busy fucking with 1700 Airbnbs and 600 podcasts.
He's got some fucking juice. Jew hustle.
Yeah, he
down
does.
To the point.
I don't have Jew hustle.
Yes, you do. You're just more chill.
I'm more chill. I'm super chill.
You're chill. You squirt.
Yeah.
And I love you. Thank you for coming.
What a gem. Thank you for having me. I fucking love
you. I'm be getting the dates wrong of when this comes out, but in case it's before then, I'm going to be in Rochester, New York, 21st through the 22nd. And then I'm going to be at the brand new club in New Orleans, June 4th. You should hit them up. That's going to be a good one. It's called Comedy House. And fuck yeah, it's going to be so fun. June 4th and 5th, I'll be there. And then I'm going to be in Phoenix, Arizona on the 16th through the 18th or around there. And check out jadecatapretta.com for all the dates at Jade Catapretta, Jade's podcast. Join my Patreon so you can be the fifth dude to ask me for boob photos. And that's it. Okay, bye.
Hey, Jaded, like you anticipated. Hey, haters gonna hate it. And yeah, it's X-rated. Let my words get you faded.
Mano, vamos ficar jadeada.
Ah, vamos lá.